Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. State Governor, retired Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, on Monday visited Kamle District. In his address, the Governor exhorted all to put in a concerted effort to realize Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Viksit Bharat. He said, "For Viksit Arunachal will lead to Viksit Bharat, and it can be done by focusing on education, health, infrastructure, and tourism." Later, the governor reviewed the progress of various central and state governments' developmental schemes with all the district head of departments. He also stressed on the importance of pursuing all yojanas to ensure full saturation of the beneficiaries. Furthermore, he urged officials to engage with the community, inspect ongoing projects on-site, and use technology to monitor the progress of government schemes. Army Recruiting Office Jorhat will conduct an Agnivir recruitment rally for shortlisted candidates of Arunachal Pradesh at Gyaptong Regional Stadium in Drupa in West Kameng District from 28th to 29th of this month. The candidates are required to report at the marshalling area Gyaptong Regional Stadium in Drupa at 2:30 a.m. on the 28th of this month with admit card and original documents as mentioned in the rally notification. The shortlisted candidates who have not yet received their admit cards or are unable to download admit card are advised to approach Army Recruiting Office Jorhat to obtain the same. The helpline numbers of Army Recruiting Office Jorhat are 0376-2333-136 and 690-196-3193, and ARO email ID is ap.upper@nic.in. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today shared about Chief Minister Youth Helpline 24/7 telephonic counselling services. In his social media post yesterday, CM Khandu said Team Arunachal has adopted a multi-pronged approach to ensure holistic empowerment of youth of the state. He said, counseling and guidance will help the youth in their personal growth and overall well-being. He further said, engaging youth meaningfully also promotes inclusivity, minimizing social inequalities, and promotes a sense of purpose, which is essential for a healthy, harmonious, and dynamic society. Lok Sabha MP Tapir Gao today visited and took stock of the progress of multi-ongoing projects under the Pasighat Smart City Development Corporation Limited in East Siang District. The MP expressed satisfaction on the progress of the projects. He further instructed all contractors working under PSCDCL to ensure the timely completion of projects with strict adherence to high-quality standards. Meanwhile, a review meeting has been scheduled for 22nd of next month with all contractors and the PSCDCL team. To encourage the public service broadcasters, the Office of the Additional Director General, Northeast Zone, Guwahati, on the eve of Public Service Broadcasting Day, today awarded three Akashwani stations for their performances. Akashwani Dibrugarh backed the first position, while Akashwani Imphal and Akashwani Pasighat came in second and third. The Public Service Broadcasting Day was declared to commemorate Mahatma Gandhi's visit to Akashwani on 12th of November 1947. A meeting was held today at the office of the Deputy Commissioner in Charge, Tawang, to address the long-standing administrative and educational challenges faced by Kendriya Vidyalaya in Tawang. In the meeting, MLA Namgesh Ring urged Deputy Commissioner K.V. Sangathan, Tinsukia Zone, Surjabala Devi, who is on a three-day visit to Tawang, to convey these pressing concerns to the higher authorities at KV Sangathan. Meanwhile, Surjabala Devi assured to take up the matter with the higher authorities and pledged to maintain close communication with KV Tawang and regularly visit to monitor the school's progress and ensure its smooth operation. A special skill development program on crafting traditional Monpa woolen fabrics was held today at Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya Tawang under the Bagless Day activity of the PM Shri Initiative in Tawang. The progress was conducted by Ama Panden Lamu Primary Level Federation under the guidance of the Arunachal State Rural Livelihood Mission Tawang. Meanwhile, the experts from Gyankhar village were invited to demonstrate the indigenous methods of producing woolen textiles from locally sourced sheep wool and using traditional handlooms. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.